2. Testing 1, 2. Check, check, check. Welcome to the program. This is Spear for City Limits. My name is John Dale, not Jack Posobiec. Yikes, buddy. Holy cow. Leadership like Jack Posobiec's makes me not want to buy anything that I have to rely on coming to fruition in the future. Freaking Warhawk shit for brains. Stop it. Seriously. You watching all this crap going down right now, supposedly. I don't know. I'm not there. I don't have boots on the ground. I don't know who's dying, why, or for what reason. And until I know, the conservative nature in me is to wait and find out all the facts and details, because right now we're being herded, and we just got herded into another $8 billion in aid to Israel. Makes me wonder if the whole Zelensky thing and the whole Ukraine thing was all just funneling to the same spot as that money. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? Crazy, dude. Seriously, I have a big issue with running to war. I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Jew. In fact, some of those Orthodox Hebrew Jews are some of my favorite fucking people in the world. Seriously. Some of the most dedicated and spiritually intact people are those Jews. And a lot of those folks probably are supporting Israel. Like, I know that there's biblical prophecy around Israel, and if and when Israel is overrun, it has biblical ramifications. I subscribed to none of that. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I think that our destiny is not set in stone, regardless of the events that happened today or yesterday or even tomorrow. I believe in human agency. But let me just... I want to start when I analyze this issue. I do not have any notes. I'm looking at Twitter right now. I just paid my $8, best $8 I ever spent. Go to x.com or twitter.com, still works. I still use Twitter. I'll use it as long as that domain works, but because I'm just old school that way, you know what I mean? Go to Twitter, pay your $8, man. It makes a big difference. There are a lot more tools, especially if you're a publisher. There are a lot more tools, so I highly recommend it for now. I know that we got Gab, but Gab is going to have a really difficult time. This is my wheelhouse. If Gab doesn't tighten the belt and lower costs to be around if and when Twitter does their mind fuck, then we're going to definitely need Gab again. And, you know, Truth Social is kind of this thing. It's like there's nothing truly innovative there. That's the problem, is trying to truly innovate. All the good ideas seem to have been stolen, and the people who came up with them didn't get rewarded and didn't have incentive to come forward with any other ideas. So most of the technological patents and stuff coming out these days, they're just garbage. So there's no real innovation there. But what Musk is doing with Twitter isn't innovative. He's just injecting values into the model. But now he's got this WEF chick at the helm, and like all bets are off. Got the visit from Bibi last week, had his communist struggle session in front of a bunch of Jews. And then sure, here we go. Sure as shit, Iran this week supposedly funded Hamas to send 5. I don't fucking know if any of that shit is true, and neither do you. And if you're a responsible human being on this planet right now, you wait. You don't write a check right away, man. You don't do that. The only reason we'd write a check is if somebody literally was in the Oval Office and put a gun on Biden and said, "You will write this check, buddy." That's how Israel works. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Semitic. I am anti-doing shit without having full faith and knowledge of what's going on. That's what it is. And I'm not interested in being sheep-herded by anybody. But listen to this. This is the type of person that we're dealing with right now. The people who are rushing to support Israel to just indiscriminately carpet bomb and clear off the earth hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children, the quote-unquote Palestinians, the Philistines, outside of Israel. These people are masterful. Go read Bill Cooper's book. Go read Bill Cooper's book. It's called Behold a Pale Horse. That is, if you want to have a debate or a conversation with me about this issue, you need to read that book and disclose your financial statements too. I'd like to know where your money is coming from. seriously, let's just take a moment, take a breath, and realize we just got rid of this little punk from Ukraine almost by getting rid of Kevin McCarthy, and look what happens. This is your retaliation is another big thing that threatens to drain the treasury. I'm wondering if the Biden presidency all along wasn't for this purpose, was just one way, boom, left, boom, uppercut, jab, jab, boom, uppercut. Each one of these things that lands is another huge check out of our treasury, funneling to the same place, the exact same place. That's what I wonder, okay? I'm wondering this. That's my human nature, the good side of my consciousness, my desire to be a good person tells me to be conservative in this moment, truly conservative. So you see all of these people rushing, running full speed to solicit Israel to take lives. The same people that last week were breaking their arms, patting themselves on the back about how pro-life they were. It really is unnerving how we blow at the wind on this stuff. You thought that Ukraine was going to, like, you thought that was a lot of money? Wait till you see. I was telling my family, wait till you see the first check. I thought it would be 2 or 3 days and it'd be like 20 billion. It was like 24 hours and it was 8 billion. So I guess we're right on track because they're just going to keep writing those checks. And we don't know what's going on over there. These things could be launched by Israel. They could be like super targeted to be taking out Muslim and Arab targets within Israel. People they just don't like, dissidents. And then they show the bloody bodies, and they're all women, children that I'm seeing. They just all constant stream of that on Twitter and other channels. Boom. Dead women, shot babies, shot this. Rockets hit this woman. Oh, rockets hit this woman. Oh, look at all these dead, bloody people. I don't know that those are real. I don't know who those people are. I'm supposed to rush and agitate my Congress people to send a shitload of money over there? No, thank you. The first thing I did was encourage my representatives to watch and wait and see, and I posted a video of Elvis Presley. Wise men say only fools rush in. Forget the rest of the song. The message was in those first few precious words. But let me share with you now what kind of people are rushing to just mutilate humanity. Poor people who are being propped up all around Israel to agitate Israel, and it could be Israel themselves. They want more property over there. They want to increase the borders over there. They want more property, and the only way to do it that I can see is something like a war. That's the only way they're going to get more space, is if a conflict, and the world accepts, well, they got to protect themselves. That's the only way it's going to get done. No amount of printed fiat money is going to be enough for those people who want access to that holy land to them, which is a whole other conversation for another day. The fact that all of these religions, these cultish-like religions, are fighting over a meaningless piece of property in terms of natural resources, in terms of intellectual property even. The ability of Israel to contribute positively and meaningfully to the manufacturing base of the world is very low. It always works through China and through the United States and other manufacturing bases. That particular rock is important only in the psychology of a bunch of people, and they fight over it. And that's perfect, because once you get these two opposing sides, you can kind of have people line up. Oh, yeah, I'm for the red team. Oh, I'm for the blue team. And then they treat it like a football game. Bread and circus, bro. Bread and circus. That's what it's all about. Bread and circus. Keep you distracted. You need your bread. You need your circus. You need your bread, and then we're throwing some alcohol and more bread and more circus and more alcohol and more bread and more circus and more alcohol and more bread and more circus and more alcohol. Here's the type of person that's rushing. Okay, I posted something in response to someone I respect. His name's Wilfred Riley. I respect this guy. He's an intellectual. He's always been patient. He's on top of the data. He gets into a lot of social issues, and I'm beside myself right now that he is rushing to support this when it's like in the world we live in, when there's so much crazy falsity and just false flags and deception everywhere. That's the world we know we live in now. For a guy as smart as Will to rush in like this, I was legitimately disappointed. But I think he's also maybe taking a thought here real quick, because those pictures are really, really convincing. I mean, I once saw a video coming out of South Africa of a group of just really thin animal looking, just South Africans. They were black, absolutely disgusting people, took a machete to a pregnant woman on video. It was posted by Laura Loomer. That viscerally activated my instinct to be ready to kill just by watching the video. These things are so effective. And when it's a woman and a pregnant woman, a good man is going to look for the target. And when 2,000 years ago, when we saw this kind of thing, you were there and you were present and you better have been ready to go. Now you see a video, I'm 7,000 miles away or whatever it is. There's nothing I can do. But that emotion and that drive, that psychological drive is still there. This propaganda is so effective. Be careful, Will. Will didn't respond back to me, but a war hawk did. So my response to Will, he was saying, you know, making an argument for why, you know, there are a bunch of terrorists. There's a list over there. There's a terrorist list. And these guys are on it. They're definitely terrorists. They're internationally recognized terrorists. I was like, okay, let's just take a step back. Let's be intellectually honest here, buddy. What is an internationally recognized terrorist? Does that list have a dispute mechanism? Can a person know that they're on it? What about the people who created those terrorists? Who are they? And what should be done with them? That was what I said. Seems like a very sensible response. Wait a minute. So you're saying somebody, Will, can create a list, call everybody on the list terrorists, and then all of a sudden that whole group, geographically speaking, full of extremely diverse opinion, gets to be murdered, basically. Wiped off the map. Killed. Ward. They're gone. Because they're on a list? Yes, there are bad people out there. I watched BLM and Antifa brutally beat many people in my own country, although I wasn't there. Let's be fair. I wasn't there, but I'm pretty sure that was legit. Andy, no, I trust that guy's assessment. He's a journalist that's in my own country. He's not across the world next to Israel, where many, many Americans have spilled their blood on that sand. For what? 9/11? Yellow cake? So get your heads in the game. Go read Bill Cooper's book, man. I can't say that enough. Read it out loud to your family and assess for yourself what's true and what's not. Behold a pale horse. Look at what happened when the first plane, he describes the first plane hitting the building. What did he describe there? That's must read. That is a must read if you want to have a debate with me about this issue. You've got to read that book. Even if not, I mean, I'll engage in a debate with you, but that really helps us both start from the same footing. And I think that you got to address what's in that book if you tell me I need to trust Israel. So I said, what is an internationally recognized terrorist? Does the list have a dispute mechanism? Can a person know they're on it? What about the people who created these terrorists? Who are they and what should be done with them? Now, I'm going to get another screenshot of this whole thing just so I have it. Because you never know in this day and age what can happen to this stuff. Let me go ahead and I'm going to screenshot this again. And just so that I've got it, because this is crazy. This is the type of person that is rushing you to war and trying to get the government to write another big, huge check and send it over to that region. Come on, man. Come on. Are we that stupid? Yes, Israel has the right to defend itself. But if it's fighting itself, I'm not sure what to do about that, except to maybe not write the check if they're the ones fomenting violence against themselves in a what amounts to a national level real estate deal. So here's the type of person. All right, I promise you, I'm going to say it now. Here's the type of person you're in league with. Here's the type of person you're standing beside by rushing to war in this moment before we have all the facts and the details. This person responded to me, my well-thought comment with this. They should be forced to have sex with your mother. From personal experience, I can say it's not pretty down there. That was the response to a war hawk. Never met this person. It's definitely, you can read the mood of the room on Twitter. People were ready for this. It's coordinated. It's just as bad as the Mockingbird media. Get bent. How about we invest in U.S. small business and send the goddamn troops to the southern fucking border? While you're at it, send them to the northern border at every city that Canada has an interface with. How about you empower the American people to watch their own neighborhoods? $8 billion in 24 hours. What did we spend? $2 trillion in the last 30 days? How much of that did I see? What if that was just a blanket investment in the Small Business Administration in the United States? Unbelievable what's happening right now. We haven't had control of our own country for a long time. Kennedy, probably. You can trace it back to that sort of moment. And then every war has benefited China. My response was like, yo, dude, how old was she at the time? I mean, I didn't have like this crazy visceral reaction to it because I know the gravity and the context of the moment here. This is about making you emotional, making you run into the battle, making the United States the first dude over the berm facing up machine gun fire. This is crazy. Absolutely nuts. Can you believe someone would actually post that, say that to a person? Unbelievable. So that's who you are in league with if you're supporting this stuff. Now, I don't claim to know all of the details, okay? All I claim to be is a person that waits to get details before I do something crazy like I'm seeing purported and suggested out of our own country. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, bro. I'm just saying, wait a minute. You know, that looks like something, but maybe it isn't what it looks like. Maybe we should take a little time here and just relax. And someone I respect, Gerald Celente, says, when all else fails, they take you to war. When all else fails, they take you to war and shovel crap in your mouth. They take you to war. Get it, Gerald. Spirit for City Limits is no longer a production of PlainsTribune.com, but you should go check out the new PlainsTribune.com. If you need a break from this stuff, go to PlainsTribune.com. We've softened the edges on that. We've calmed it down over there, give you a place to go and get some respite. Spirit for City Limits is still as edgy as ever, though. And we'll be on top of it as best we can. If we can even get this broadcast out to people at this point, I'm not so sure the Mossad isn't in charge of the internet in the United States. Try your best to have a great day, everyone. My name is John Dale, broadcasting from the corner of Canyon and Jackson in Spearfish, South Dakota, trying to inject some sense into this on behalf of my republic. I care about the United States of America first, and you should too.